But we must get straight with Popper. We need his logic. We need his straight talk. And always, 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 we need his heart. Simple logic is dangerous for power. For example, the pressure of those designated to be out to get in, which power reframes as self-justification, and to keep us from seeing the actual dynamics of class by calling it economic growth, is ongoing and will never end until class is done. When we read this, for example, from de Tocqueville, what does it tell us? Quote, "It's impossible not to consider every addition to science, every fresh truth, and every new idea as a germ of power placed within the reach of the people. Poetry, eloquence, and memory, the grace of wit, the glow of imagination, the depth of thought, and all the gifts which are bestowed by Providence with an equal hand, turn to the advantage of the democracy, where the poorest and the weakest could always find weapons to their hand," unquote. And it's true. And given that it's true, given this ongoing pressure of us to be free of necessity, compulsion, to not be slaves, we who drive what power then claims is economic development, if that's an ongoing process and the resources of the planet are limited, finite, what does that tell us? What do you think it tells power? Who they don't care about us, and we will get real clear on that when we talk about Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. What does that tell us? Where does our logic lead us? Perhaps to why they want their dark DARPA capability to close night upon those it chooses? So we need Popper's example of simple logic, clear thinking. So unlike the pundits over our airwaves. I'm thinking of a man I heard who was part of an effort to amend the Constitution who kept repeating the phrase, "We need rule of the people." Popper told the truth that under class, the people never rule themselves in any concrete, practical sense. What I'm arguing is that to expect our keepers to do well by us is ludicrous.